We are 1, 2, 3,
the Soil Losers!
Happy Friday, everyone. It is Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. I'm going to run the show, and I'm going to tell you sports knowledge and facts and opinions, and we are joined by Eddie.
Hey, my name is Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I am very passionate about sports, and I am opinionated about sports, even though I don't know crap about it.
Wow, and for the second time this week, filling in, we got Morgan number two.
Hey!
What do we call her? The Blonde Beauty.
Blonde Beauty, Morgan number two. What up, girl?
Wow, what's up, guys?
Okay, she is just filling in for a few segments because she has to get out of here. So we want to start off right with this survey from fathead.com. They say they did a thing about sports and relationships, you know, men and women and how they want their partners to be more involved. And 1 in 3 people said they wish they could change their partner's level of interest in sports.
That would be all the men, right?
I would assume, yeah. Yes, yes, I really do.
I
assume that they
women.
Want the women to be more interested in sports. And to me, I don't want my wife to be more interested in sports. I like the fact that she will sit there and let me have the game on the TV and she'll read a book or something. She'll be in the same room with me, but she's not diehard into sports. She doesn't really care. She likes the Rockets. Oh, when they win, she cheers. Yay, the Rockets won. Or the Astros.
That's because she's from Houston.
Because right. She's from Houston, but I do not want my wife yelling at the TV, come on, J.J. Watt, sack him, get him. I don't want my wife to be that interested in sports.
But is it just the yelling thing, or what if she's just a fan and she really likes, you know, cheering for her team, but you just don't like her yelling at the TV?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want her more interested. I love her level of interest as it is. If they win, she goes, yay, they won. She doesn't really pay attention. Morgan number two. How do you feel on this? Do you try to be more? Do you want to be more involved just because your boyfriend likes sports?
No, I'm only going to be involved if I want to be involved or I'm excited about it. Like when K-State plays, or Wichita State plays. Those are like the two times where I really get excited and I really want to know what's happening. Other than that, I'm just there to enjoy it, hang out, watch him do it. But I'm not going to like fake and be like, oh my gosh. Yeah, go team!
1 in 3 women admitted to pretend liking a sport just to impress a guy.
Guys, I'm sorry. I really want my wife to be into sports as much as I am. Like, I love sitting down watching sports, and my wife doesn't care. She'll be in the kitchen, or she'll sit. She'll sit and stare at the TV, and I'll be like, oh my God, you see that catch? And she'll be like, no, I didn't see it. What happened? I'm like, you were watching the TV. What were you looking at? So I would just like... I think the older I get and the more in my marriage, you know, like I want my partner to kind of enjoy stuff the way I enjoy it. And in this case, it's football right now. And I just wish that she would just sit with me, watch the games and care a little bit about it. But she doesn't. The only thing she likes doing is buying cookies and cake. And she likes getting excited about a game, but she doesn't want to watch it with me.
So what are some of her hobbies? Like, what does she like to do? What
art,
is she into?
She paints.
Do you... are you real into art with her?
Yeah. So, well, no, not really. But what I'll do, though, is I'll grab some beer, like a 12-pack of beer, and then be like, all right, give me a canvas. I'll paint with you. And I just start, you know, doing nothing, but just spending time with her. Or I'll play DJ while she paints.
So that's basically what she's doing. Yeah. Is she's playing DJ while you watch football.
No.
She's in the kitchen doing this. You're on your phone, not paying attention to her.
Watching fantasy scores.
Yes.
Yeah.
While she's doing her painting. So it's the same thing.
You guys are just being supportive of each other instead of, like, being totally immersed. It's okay to have other passions. Like, regardless of how deep you are into your marriage, I feel like it's a good thing for you guys to just, you know, care about each other and what they care about, but they don't have to be fully involved. It's probably a good thing. It gives you things, by yourself to
yes,
have.
Yes, that's exactly what I think. You need separate things. You can't be all in on the same things all the time because then... You have no separation.
But she doesn't like Sundays because I'm glued to the TV all day Sunday. If she was sharing this moment with me, she'd be glued to the TV with me as well.
And then no one would pay attention to your kids?
No, they'd sit there too. The little one, the 5-year-old, he'll sit with me and watch half the time. Which is a lot, you know, for a 5-year-old. He loves watching and being like, who are we playing? Is that, is that the Panthers? I like Panthers because they're cats. Stuff like that. And it's cool. I'd love him hanging out there. But... I think that I want to spend Sundays with my wife for 12 hours watching TV.
So how far are you willing to go to change your partner's level of interest? This is the survey. Would you add 20 minutes to your commute?
To do what?
For her to increase her level of interest in football. Would you be willing to have another 20 minutes each way every day?
Ooh, no. Okay. No, I'm not willing to do that, no.
Take a 10% pay cut.
I mean, no.
Okay, so you're not really that dedicated.
No, she wouldn't want me to take a 10% pay cut.
I'm just saying, these are the questions they asked
That's
on the survey.
That's a stupid
one. No, fathead.com. It's a pretty interesting question. It's a pretty, like, how serious are you about your spouse becoming more interested in sports? A 20-minute commute, if you're not willing to do that, then you really don't want them to watch sports with you. It's not 20 minutes is nothing.
Add 20 minutes to it. It's already 20 minutes. My commute to work is 20 minutes.
So then it would be 40 and then 40 home.
Yeah, so that's a lot of time. Like, no, I'm not willing to give that.
Well, I guess it's only 10 minutes. It's 20 minutes daily, so 10 minutes here.
Well, all I'm saying is I just want to share my life a little more with her. If that's my passion, I want to share my passion with her.
Well, I think she's there. I mean, I think she comes and hangs out with you for a little bit, or she cooks food or whatever she's doing. She's there.
Out of the 12 hours, she's probably there about one.
Yeah, I mean, but she's allowing you to have it, and she's not fighting you on it. So she is. She's
Respect.
Allowing you to have that passion. She just doesn't have that same passion, and that's okay.
Okay.
That's why I'm with my wife, being cool with sitting there with me, and she reads a book or does whatever, cleans or whatever she wants to do. But she is there, but she's not fully invested, and that is totally fine with me. I don't want her painting her face or anything like that. That's a turnoff to me. Which I don't know. And speaking
like,
of,
okay, he doesn't want her painting her face. Got
don't
it.
Do that.
NFL right. this weekend. And if Morgan number two, if you don't want to stay, you're good to go. That's you can
I'm
give
dismissed.
No, you don't have to, but we'd love to have you stay. But we're moving on to the NFL Sunday. We have elimination games.
Wait. Good luck with your picks this week, boys.
Are you leaving?
Yeah. I
okay.
Leave.
All right.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you, Morgan number two.
Don't lose.
Thanks for being here.
We're not going
to
lose.
Try not to.
We have elimination games in the NFL this weekend. There's 5 elimination games. Because when a team goes 0-2 in the last like 15 years, only 11% have come back to make the playoffs. So basically, the teams that are 0-1 and going against 0-1, it's a playoff game this weekend.
Where do you find these stats?
I just read articles.
Just read articles that already have them?
Yep.
You find stats really interesting?
Some stats.
And do you truly believe in stats?
Yeah, like that 11%, that's not just a... Like some, like when you watch a baseball game, they throw out the most random stats.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Oh, he's the first... Or NBA, he's the first guy to hit 3 singles on his birthday since this day when it falls on a Tuesday.
Right.
They come up with crazy stats that just... Of course that's true because they've never even looked into that stat before. But 11% of 0-2 teams making the playoffs... That is a huge telling sign to me that...
This is for as long as NFL's been
No,
together?
not for the whole, but in the last 10 years or something like that. So, 0-1 Chargers, 0-1 Bills. Who wins? So, who's eliminated?
The Chargers beat the Bills, so the Bills will not be in the playoffs.
Chargers win, Bills
yes,
not making the
sure.
playoffs.
Yes.
0-1 Texans at 0-1 Titans.
Yeah, the Titans will not be making the playoffs. The Texans will win that game.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
0-2 Titans, and then 1-1 Texans, they're going to the playoffs because okay. Titans aren't going to the playoffs. I think they're terrible.
Yeah.
0-1 Lions at 0-1 49ers.
Ooh, this is tough.
Yeah.
This is a tough one, but I saw the Lions, and I was not impressed.
But you weren't impressed with Garoppolo. You jumped off the Garoppolo bandwagon. You dropped
but he
Garoppolo.
Did, he did lose his number one receiver, so I feel like that kind of hurt him a little bit. I still have a little teeny-weeny bit of faith on Garoppolo and the 49ers, so I will say the 49ers will not be 0-2, but however, I don't think they'll make the playoffs.
I didn't pick them to make the playoffs at the beginning of the year.
You get them beating the Lions?
But I have them beating the Lions.
Yeah!
I have the 49ers. Okay, we have the 0-1 Giants. New York football Giants traveling down
easy.
To Dallas
this
to play easy. The 0-1 Dallas Cowboys.
This is easy. You want my honest opinion?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be the Cowboys win.
The Cowboys will beat the Giants. The Giants will not make the playoffs, and the Cowboys will end up in the Super Bowl.
Okay. And the Giants, for me, are going to win the game, and they're going to win the NFC East, even though I'm starting to worry about that just after the Eagles, watching the Eagles week one. I know it's just week one, but I thought they were going to be 0-3 or something without Carson Wentz, but I got the Giants winning this game, the Cowboys not making the playoffs.
But what about the Redskins? I mean, I feel like that's their biggest threat. The biggest threat of that division is the Redskins. I mean, they're the better team out of all of them.
That's what you think.
That's what I saw. Yeah,
that's what
for
you
sure.
Saw.
Yeah,
week
yeah.
one.
Yes.
There's that week one. There's that week one. There's yeah, that week one.
No, it's only 1 week.
It's only one week.
I know.
Okay. 0-1 Seahawks at the 0-1 Bears.
Okay, the Bears. I really like the Bears. I think their defense is clutch. Their offense wasn't as bad as I thought they would be. Seattle, I say they start 0-2. Whoo, that's an unpopular opinion.
I thought the Seahawks would go 6-10 on the year.
But what did you see?
What I saw is they're not that good. They played an okay Denver team. They played them close. They had a chance to win in the fourth quarter. They had the lead. The Bears, I thought they looked good the first quarter and a half.
Yeah.
And then their offense went in the tank. I don't know what happened. I don't know if that was all we had was the
Rodgers,
first quarter and a half.
Rodgers got to their head.
But I'm going to go with the better quarterback here.
Yeah, Trubisky.
I think the Bears have a better defense, but I'm taking the Seahawks to beat the Bears.
Wow.
And the Bears will miss the playoffs because I didn't think they'd make the playoffs in the first place. So, 0-2.
All right.
Wow. NFL. I love it.
Hey, we agreed on, 3 out of 5?
3 out of 5.
Not bad.
Which means we'll probably miss 3 out of 5.
Nah. I think we're spot on the first three. I think you're wrong. Dead wrong on the Cowboys. The Giants, for some reason, you just have some faith in the Giants. Dude, they're trash.
I know.
Giants are trash. Eli Manning on his way out. Who is this new head coach they have? Who knows what
Pat
he's
Shermer?
Doing. Pat Shermer. Like, whatever. Giants will be – well, they'll end up last in the division.
Last in the division?
Yes.
Okay. College weekend – college football games coming up this weekend. We don't really have to go into too much detail. Number 12, LSU at number 7, Auburn. That is awesome. Number 17, Boise State at number 24, Oklahoma State. Number 4, Ohio State going to number 15, TCU. But for me, the game of the weekend, number 22, USC travels to Austin, Texas to take on the Texas Longhorns.
You know what bothers me about this matchup?
What?
They keep promoting it as like, ooh, the last time this team met.
It was Vince Young,
guys,
Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush.
This was a national championship game.
Like, I don't even know how many years ago. Like, those players are – none of those players are even
right.
in the NFL anymore.
They have the same logos, and that's it.
That is all that is there. The coaches are gone. The players are gone. They both are pretty terrible football teams
yes.
right now. So I don't know why they did – I guess they – and they don't even show the current players for the upcoming game.
No, they show the old ones.
Yeah, and they
show
Vince Young scampering into the end zone. And you know what?
Reggie Bush. Like,
Reggie,
guys, come on.
Like, and thinking about it, I look at it, I'm like, look at how Reggie Bush was supposed to revolutionize the NFL game. He didn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Leinart, bust. Vince Young, yeah. bust. For one of the most exciting college football games of all time.
Right. Look at those guys.
It did, they didn't turn out to be...
Well, I think Reggie Bush had the most out of all of
right.
them, right?
He had a good, I would say solid NFL career.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say good or great. He was solid. Like, he was a contributor on a team. He hung around for 8, 9 years, 10 years in the league.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. Vince Young.
Well, Vince Young probably
had the
least. I mean, well, no, Matt Leinart.
I would say Matt Leinart did, but had the least. But what's crazy about Vince Young is... He has a winning record as a quarterback in the NFL, and I don't know why. What?
So
what went wrong?
Did he? How many seasons did he play? Two?
He played 3 or 4, and then him and what's his name? The stupid coach, Jeff Fisher. They couldn't get along, and then he's out of the NFL. And I think I don't think Vince Young is a very smart dude.
Why? What makes you say that?
Well, he went bankrupt.
Well,
and there was rumors that he was renting out he was paying for the entire flight, like Southwest Airlines, to fly his family up to Titans games. Do you know how expensive that is?
Well, yeah, but I mean, when you get money at that age,
and you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, he doesn't have the guidance that some people have.
I mean,
he's dumb.
And then he was spending so much money at... Cheesecake Factory. That was supposedly his favorite restaurant.
Like what kind of bill?
Like thousands of dollars
at Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, that was his place.
He invited a bunch of his boys or what? Like how do you do that?
I guess you just go and you run up a bill.
Like I think about like I love Chili's, but I don't know if I can spend more than $200 at Chili's. You know what I mean? Unless we're all like 20 of us. Let's go. Invite all your friends. We're going to drink up at Chili's. We have chips and queso. And then, we're going to have baby back ribs for everyone. And then double up on the cheeseburgers. And let's get some boneless buffalo wings for everyone. And I mean, what? And then the molten lava cake? Like, what? How do you do that?
Well, there's a lot of cheesecakes to choose from when you're in.
It's true.
But yeah, he spent, I don't know, but he went bankrupt and he played 6 years in the NFL. And I don't understand. He was so athletic and so, he has a winning record. So I don't get how
what's the record? When you say winning record, like, he's what?
He had
20 and 10?
No, career record. See, I wish I had an intern to look all this stuff up as we're typing live on the air. This may be our worst one yet.
Our worst show?
He finished as the starting quarterback as the Titans, 30 and 17. 13 games over 500.
Yeah. So all because he couldn't get along with Jeff Fisher, that's the reason why he's no longer playing in the NFL.
Well, no, because other teams would have. He went to the Eagles for a year, and I guess he just didn't stick. Maybe he wasn't a hard worker. I don't know what it is, but he's out. But the whole reason I brought up this USC-Texas game is because whoever loses this game, that coach is on the hot seat. Hot seat. I said at the beginning of the year, what did I say? What was my bold prediction for college football? Do you remember?
Yeah, that UCLA was going to...
No, that wasn't my bold prediction. My bold prediction was Clay Helton would be fired at USC.
You said that?
Yes, I said they would come up with all this hype like they always do.
That.
Go back. Go back and check the podcast.
Well, hold on. Give me a second. Let me check
it. Go ahead. Okay. Go check the tape.
Look here, right there. I'm checking that up. No, can't find it.
Okay, well, I said it. And Texas, Tom Herman was supposed to be the savior, and they look like garbage. They look worse than they did last year, and I don't know the problem, but I don't think either team is very good. So when USC has a number 22 by their name on the ranking, I think it's name only. Don't see it on the field. That's my favorite game for the weekend just because I cannot wait to see the fan bases.
Are they playing in L.A.?
No, they're playing in Austin.
They're playing in Austin. Okay, who do you have?
I got USC.
USC is going to take down the Longhorns.
They're going to win. I don't know. I don't know what the spread is, but I think they'll win. Yes.
I think Longhorns will pull this off. I mean, I don't think they look that bad. I feel like that
they
game.
They beat Tulsa 28-21.
The first week, though.
Against Maryland,
they got whooped. But I feel like that rain delay really screwed them. I feel like they had momentum going in that game. And when that rain delay made them sit out for, an hour? That messes with your rhythm. So I don't know. I still haven't seen Texas really be challenged. I guess for a Texas team, though, this is a pretty big challenge for them.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I say Texas pulls this off.
Okay. And one thing I want to discuss is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh,
he came
goodness.
Out with his schedule. And it was
this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, by the way.
Okay, Mark Wahlberg. How do you say his name? Wahlberg.
Sorry. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah. I am difficult with talking, and I get paid to do this for a living.
Yeah, this is your job.
So here is his typical daily schedule. 2:30 a.m., wake up. 2:45 a.m., prayer time. 3:15, breakfast. First of all, who has 30 minutes for prayers?
What do you mean?
A prayer takes 2 minutes.
It depends how
much. How much
it depends what your relationship with God is.
No, name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, dear God, just please bless my family. Look over me today. Make sure I get home safe. Thank you for the food. All right, let's have a good day. Bye, God.
That's Boom. Your prayer.
That's it. How long did that take? Not 30 15 minutes.
15 seconds.
Okay. So what? How could you pray for 30 minutes?
Why are you judging his
anyway,
faith?
Okay, go ahead. 3:40 to 5.
I like how you told yourself to go ahead. Go ahead.
3:40 to 5:15, workout. 5:30.
What? How long was that?
3:40 to 5:15 a.m.
How long workout. Is that workout? I can't do the math. Is that more than 2 hours?
That's an hour and 35 minutes.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Then 5:30 a.m., post-workout meal. 6 a.m., shower. 7:30 a.m., golf. What are you doing in the shower for an hour and a half, Marky Mark? What are you doing in the shower for an hour and a half?
I got an idea.
What are you doing? What?
I want to talk about it.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to...
Like, I mean, is he really dirty after that first workout and that workout meal that he has to be in there for an hour and a half?
Just saying, sometimes when I take long showers, you know something.
An hour and a half long showers?
Never know.
And in California, aren't they in a drought? Can't he save some water?
What are you talking about? Like, that's not even a thing. This thing is so stupid. That's not his routine.
7:30 a.m., golf. 8 a.m., snack. Wait.
So he plays golf for 30 minutes. What does he do? Driving range?
Well, see, that's what... Okay.
That's not around, so...
Well, people are saying, oh, how does he play golf in 30 minutes? What if he ate the snack on the golf course because he has cryo chamber recovery at 9:30? Could he play around in 2 hours? No. Still, he couldn't play in 2 hours.
Why are we talking about this? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, dude. Real quick, screw that. I don't care about Mark Wahlberg. Give me your schedule. Go.
Wake up 4 a.m. Be at work by 4:50 a.m.
Okay.
I take a shower. I guess I take a shower at...
How long is your shower?
6 minutes.
Okay.
Brush my teeth.
Yep.
Use the mouthwash.
Yep. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice detail.
And then 4:10 or 4:20, grab a breakfast, banana and peanut butter, to work by 4:50, home by 11, take a nap till 3, up, hang out with the kid, watch TV from 5 till 9, bedtime 10:30.
I mean, that's it. That's a normal human schedule. This crap, what's he talking about? I mean, no one lives that life. No one lives that life. Like, and he goes, look, he plays golf every day.
Right.
And he has breakfast before people are even falling asleep sometimes.
And why would, and you have kids, why would you go to bed so early and get up so early? Well, don't you want to hang out with your kids?
Well, how old are his kids? Because my kids go to bed at 8:30.
Okay, but he's in bed at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's stupid. His kids probably stay up more,
like, if his wife,
than he does.
Does he have a wife? I assume he's married.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about this guy other than he's Marky Mark and he's related to the
and he's an
new
actor.
Kids in the block.
I found that so crazy. But I don't know. Whatever. And then I saw this story, man. This Division II college football player. Oh, man. You want to hear about this guy?
What happened?
He goes to a school in Oklahoma. Central Oklahoma. He's walking and there's a train. And he's like, the train stopped. And he's like, man, I don't want to walk all the way around. So he tries to roll underneath the train.
Well, why would he do that?
And then the train started moving.
Oh, my God.
Severed his foot.
Was he a player?
Yeah, he played.
An athlete?
Yeah, he played for Central Oklahoma.
Dang. That's it. It's over. Last chance you.
No. He can't go to he can't play football again.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's over.
But that's not last chance you. He doesn't go to last chance you.
Okay.
Like, isn't that terrible?
That sucks. That's real. But why would he make that choice? Like, why would he think, like, oh, I'm just going to go under?
Well, because the train wasn't moving. It was stopped.
No, I get it. But, you know, in between trains, there are the little hitches. There's space between trains.
Oh, so why didn't he go there?
Yeah. Why would you go under the train?
That's a good question.
You know one place I wouldn't go?
Under
a train. In front of the train and under the train.
Man.
That's a bad decision on his part.
Yeah. I mean, just that's terrible. And then another video I saw that was...
Did he lose his foot?
Yeah,
like, is
it
that
severed
gone?
It. Said it's severed.
They sew that back on? How does that work?
Says he lost his foot when he was run over by a train.
Dang.
Tried to crawl under it. Then, my favorite thing I saw, Georgia State football coach, after they scored a touchdown, he tore his bicep. Pump fisting. He was so excited.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They score.
That's funny.
Do you have any? Injured yourself doing something dumb?
I've never really injured myself. I've never broken a bone. I mean, I've sprained an ankle, but I've never really... I cut my finger. I guess that's kind of an injury. When I was sharpening my knife, cutting sushi.
Yeah. And you had to have surgery on your tendon.
I had people over and they were like, hey, Eddie, what are you doing? And I look over as I'm sharpening my knife, went right above my knuckle on my index finger, and it went down to the tendon and it cut it.
Oh,
it's probably the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Stupidest thing I've ever done. I knocked myself out. I was drunk and I was at this apartment complex and there was this, I don't even know, structure thing. And I was like, I'm going to climb up on it. And I started climbing up on it and I didn't know it would like rotate. And so it was like kind of like a seesaw, but it was like an art piece. And I was up there, and went whoom, boom. I nailed my head on the ground, and I was
out.
Out
for how long, do you know?
Couple seconds.
Dang.
Because my buddy comes over, and I get up. I was like, where are we? He's like, you were out, weren't you? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm never doing that again. That was so I mean, I don't know what I was doing, but that was the worst dumb injury I've ever had.
I've never passed out, been knocked out, anything like that.
Really?
I don't know what that's like.
Oh,
so
it's a weird feeling.
When you wake up, what's the first thing you think?
Where am I?
But like 2 seconds ago, you knew what you were doing.
Right, but you have a moment of where am I and how did I get here?
Whoa.
And so that is, it's a very scary situation. I got knocked out in a soccer game one time.
Really?
This dude took me out of the knees. I landed on my head. And the next thing I knew, my dad was the coach and there was a couple parents around me. Hey, do you know where you are? And I'm just like, no, where are we? I had no idea where I was. And then I came to the sideline and I was like, okay, now I get it.
And then
I
finally pieced it all together.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, have you ever broken a bone?
I've broken my right arm twice, my left arm once.
What does that feel like?
It hurts it hurts so bad.
Does it feel weird, kind of like when you have dust in your eye, when you're just like, something's not right, there's something in my eye? Like, does it feel weird, like, okay, my arm, I know it hurts.
No. What? You are in so much, I was 4 years old, I broke my right arm, my brother threw me off the slide, and I broke it the day after I got the cast off, I tripped over my bike and broke it again. And you know immediately, I was 12.
Did you hear a snap?
Yes. When I was 12, I broke my left arm, I slipped and fell on the playscape, we were playing tag, and the railroad ties were stairs, and I tried to catch myself, and I felt the pop.
Oh.
And I was like, I broke my wrist! And I started rolling around on the ground, but I broke my arm just above my wrist.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it hurt so bad.
Yeah, I've never broken a bone. I don't know what that's like. Other than the cut, I had one cut on my ankle as well, but I've never had a major, major injury.
Oh, like I had a hernia. I had to have ankle surgery.
Hernia, is that where they grab your testicles and make you cough?
Yeah, I had a hernia.
What did you rip?
I don't know. I was like a couple weeks old.
From what I understand, though, a hernia is like a rip in the muscle where...
I can show you the scars.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Oh. I don't need to see it. But like something comes out. Like say if it's in your stomach, like your muscle separates and your intestines can actually come out of your hernia.
Really?
Yeah. What was yours?
I was a couple weeks old. I don't know.
Oh, you don't remember?
I don't remember that. But
you still have it, or is it?
Yeah,
fixed?
You want to see it?
No, I don't want to see it.
I thought you said you want to see the scars.
No. I don't want to see. The
I don't know. Like I said, I was a couple weeks old or a couple months old. I just know I had one when I was a kid, like when I was a baby, and I don't know if that's common for babies, but yeah, that was it.
How many scars do you have in your body? Like a lot?
A lot.
Have you ever shaved your head completely?
Yeah.
Do you have scars in your scalp?
Yeah, and I have a lot of moles. No, I don't think I have scars. I got a lot of birthmark, like moles on my head.
Really?
Yeah. Because I used to shave my head every summer, like down to the...
You were just bald?
Oh, yeah. Well, not bald, but real short.
You get the clippers and just take it short all the way?
Yeah.
You should do that now.
No, I'm good.
Why?
I'm good because
You look good? I mean, I
look like one of those kids on the commercials, like where you can sponsor a kid.
Oh, like you're sick.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I don't do that. No, I'm good. I'm past that.
I'm balding and I've contemplated.
You got to shave your head. You look terrible.
No. What are you talking about? But I don't think I'm at that point yet because the thing with me is my balding spot's behind my head. It's in the back.
Oh,
the
so
crown.
you don't see it. So you don't feel bad.
It's almost like having a tattoo on my back.
See other bald people, do you like, oh man, that's my dude? Do you feel a special connection to bald people?
No.
Sort of like Jeep people wave to the Jeep people. I didn't know if you bald people see each other and like, oh yeah, that's my dude.
No, there's no respect for that.
Okay.
You kind of feel sorry for them the way like, you know, I know what he's going through. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks because there's no rhyme or reason behind it. Like it just, God picked us to be bald. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have all your hair, I don't. Who knows why? No explanation. It sucks. And what's really crappy about it is that I'm telling you, you can have all sorts of hairstyles. Like, you can do the high and tight if you want.
Yeah.
You know, you can do a faux hawk if you want. Dude, I can't do crap. I got one haircut that I get, and that's all I can do.
So there's a little jealousy when you see people with different hairstyles.
Dude, I go to the guy that cuts my hair, and I'm like, dude, hey. Can you give me the high and tight? He laughed at me. I was like, come on, dude, Ryan Gosling. You know, Ryan Gosling, do the little high and tight. You get that fade up there in the top and then maybe a little flip on the top. He's like, I can't do that, dude. You're like, you know it's not possible to do that to your hair.
Yeah, see, I never
comb
my hair.
That's heartbreaking.
That has to hurt. Because I have friends that were going bald in high school, and I just felt so bad for them. Like,
that's young.
Yeah, because... teenage kids are ruthless.
Yeah.
When you're going bald, oh man.
Hey, they were going bald in the front, like a receding hairline.
All on the top. I mean, they were going bald. Bald. And I don't know what you do at that age. They just wore hats.
You know you're kind of going bald though,
right?
No, no, you are though.
Oh, here we go.
I'm being serious. In the back of your head, you're kind of going bald.
Here we go.
Dude, this is me just telling you as a friend, like, heads up, it's happening back there.
Okay, great. Because I have a wife and she tells me it's great.
Every time I go
get my hair cut, the person tells me it's great.
Your wife doesn't want to hurt your feelings. She loves you. Like, I'm just here to tell you. I don't care. I don't care about your head. I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm fine with my hair. Okay. It's not going anywhere.
All right.
All right, you ready for a lock of the weekend?
Lock it up. What you got?
On the road, I got the Indianapolis Colts. plus six at the Washington Redskins.
Plus six, they can give 6 points. Yeah, I think that's a solid pick.
Yeah.
I like that. I sign off on that one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I think Andrew Luck, I mean.
Are you going to bet on that? See, like when Ray does his lock of the picks, he bets on them.
Well, I have.
Are you betting on this?
I have gambling pools I'm in where I have to pick my best bet, and that's one I'll submit.
Yeah.
As my best bet. What else have I haven't looked at the other. I mean, I like the Eagles -3.5 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like that one a lot. Just 10 days to prepare because it tells me that Philadelphia is going to have, and Tampa Bay's feeling real good about themselves. They went into New Orleans. Oh, yeah. Look at us.
Yes.
Emotional letdown.
You're really big on that. Like, they don't have a lot of time to rest, so they're tired.
Yeah.
That's you put that into play all the time.
Yeah, that's why I never bet on Thursday Night Football because they've had 3 days to rest and I just don't want to it's bad football. I feel like every Thursday night is bad football.
See, like in the Eliminator Challenge, I always get tempted with the look, man, I don't want to stress out over the weekend. Let me just get it over with on Thursday.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad you said Eliminator Challenge. Guys, do not forget to go to NFL.com and make your pick. Did you make your pick?
I already have it. I'm thinking about changing it, but I've already put it in.
Okay, who is it?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you who my pick is.
Mine are the Los Angeles Rams. Bam.
It's a good pick.
Locked in.
I'll tell you that that's not mine.
Okay, great. What's yours?
Chargers. Chargers over the Bills.
There you go. Thank you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
Just whatever. On the real one that we have money on, don't steal my pick, please.
You act like I copy you. I know the most about sports. I'm not worried about your pick.
I have survived longer than you the time that we've played these. The last 3 years, I've survived longer than you.
Okay, you want to put $100 between me and you who lasts longer?
Why? I'm already $400 in the hole with all my fantasy leagues and everything.
I'm just asking you.
I can't afford anymore.
I'm just asking you if you'd like to because you're talking a big game right now. You're getting all huffy puffy chest. Like, look at me. I'm going to poke my chest out.
I didn't do that.
You did.
All I said was that.
I'm just asking. Did you want to do that?
I asked. Don't copy me.
Did you want to do that?
I would love to do that, but I'm not. I can't. I can't afford it.
There you go.
I can't afford it.
Good luck in fantasy this weekend. Enjoy college football.
Yeah!
Enjoy time with your family, NFL. And remember, bet the Colts +6.
Hey, you know what? I was talking to Ray earlier today about possibly thinking up a little business plan, like doing this live at a bar somewhere.
What?
What do you think about doing the podcast live at a bar like before games?
I think that's a terrible idea.
Great.
What games?
Think about it. No, say like a Saturday morning before a game start.
You know how many people I don't understand why we do it at a bar.
What do you mean? That way people can come see us and then we can have guests come in and say,
Eddie, what? Do you know how many people listen to this podcast?
40?
Yes.
50?
That's what I'm saying. They're all over the country.
It's called promotion. You go to a bar. I just hit a key. I don't know what I hit. You go to a bar and the people that are already there waiting to watch the game, they're drinking. It's already 11 a.m. They're beginning to buzz on. They're like, dude, listen to these guys. These guys are funny, man. They're hilarious.
Are you talking about before NFL games or college games?
Either one.
Okay, go ahead.
And then the guy at the bar is like, you're stupid. I don't agree with that. Hey, mister, what's your name? Billy. Come sit down, Billy. And he starts talking and it's part of the podcast and we post it on Monday. Or shoot, we post it on Saturday.
All right, you guys do that and let me know how it goes.
No. I'm talking about us three, the sore losers. Like we
can barely get us three in a room to do it on the weekdays. How are we going to do it on the weekends?
I don't know. I was just brainstorming, man.
I mean, we are 2 weeks.
Why are you tearing down my brainstorm?
Well, because we're 2 weeks in and you guys are wanting to go to the Taj Mahal and freaking.
No, it's my idea. I was telling Ray about it.
Oh, it wasn't Ray's idea?
No, Ray said, that's brilliant. Dude, talk to Lunchbox about that.
Well, what did Lunchbox say? That was stupid.
Like everything else, he says it's stupid. You're dumb. Yep. I know more than you. I'm smarter than you.
That's right.
You're an idiot.
All right, I'm going home. It's Friday. I'm tired. I
need a
nap.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Enjoy the football. Hit me up if you got any questions. Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Hit us with any questions you need, any feedback. This may have been our worst one yet.
Probably.
I don't know. I feel like we just rambled on about nothing.
Coach, you want to come to the house this weekend and watch some football?
I can't. Got a son.
All right.
Can't come out of the house. He's got to get his shots.
Okay. When can he leave the house, by the
Monday.
Way?
Monday. Monday's a big day.
You guys want to come to the house for Monday Night Football?
I'm in.
All right.
All right. We'll be
there. Sounds good. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, subscribe and follow us and rate us and all that good stuff. We'll see you later. Have a good weekend. Oh, and.